What's up, business connectors? This is Ryan Speltz, your host of the Ryan Speltz Get Attention podcast and owner of Connection Publishing and Connection Media Company. We started our business with the goal to create connection in our lives and the lives of the people around us. And so we started publishing local magazines. But, you know, as we moved into a greater vision of helping companies with their marketing, it became so apparent that that word connection was so valuable, because if we can connect our businesses, our companies that we help serve, to their ideal client, to their who, and help communicate their who's why to them that says, hey, this is why you should do business with me. We just are so happy when we can do that and connect people. Just yesterday, I was talking to a local car dealership, John Watson Chevrolet, and their marketing manager, who's a friend of mine, said, you know, it's still your ads that we're running through you are still the number one performing ads of anything, of all the ad sets we run, some through GM, some through other places, yours are the number one. I love hearing that. It's just such a powerful tool. So today's podcast is about creation mode. I want to talk to you about creation. So I've always admired small business owners, and I know many people who love sports and they love to retell or discover the stories of sports excellence. And I do too. But even more, I love the stories of triumph and accomplishments told by small business owners. My grandfathers were both entrepreneurs. One, an old-fashioned cattle trader, literally. He traded cattle and didn't really have a lot of land himself, but he had cattle spread all over land that he would rent from different farmers. And then my other grandfather was in the trucking industry, and he had several trucks and a truck stop. And both of them came from nothing and grew into very successful business people. I've always identified with my mom's dad because he was a dreamer and he struggled to find his way, which I feel like I did too for a long time. It was later in his life when his brother helped him buy a decrepit old truck stop, which he restored and turned around, and eventually it provided him a very good living after that. Over the last 8 years in business, I've realized that the parts of entrepreneurship that I personally love the most are, number one, creation mode, which I'll talk about here in a second. Number two, building something from nothing but an idea. That's so cool when people can do that. And then number three, the idea that you can change the world in some way. So let's talk about creation mode. The powerful feeling that comes when you tap into your creative mind is so amazing. It captivates and inspires me. You begin to see things when you engage in creation mode that you never would have seen otherwise. You must be hyper-focused on figuring out a problem. You must look for solutions and research possible ways to make it happen. And then you must dig deep into your brain beyond where you have gone before and find creative ways to solve the problem. The greatest businesses solve problems in unique ways. When you are making your business or building your business and then just start marketing it, it's crucial to know this. It's to know how your unique way to solve the problem is valid and why someone would care. It's crucial because it gives you a unique story to tell. And the story behind your creation, your system, your approach, whatever it is that you do, is unique and clever. I find my most creative thoughts come when I'm not trying to have them, but after I've spent much time studying and looking for answers, and then I get back to work and I just start doing the mundane things and get back into it. And once I've done that, then the answers will come to me in a moment when I'll think, oh, what if we did this or talked about it in this way? And so when I'm busy, that something will pop into my head and give me solutions and ideas for the issue that I want to solve. Now, last week I met a business owner who's a physical therapist. However, he didn't simply say, I'm a physical therapist. We were in a networking meeting. We sat next to each other at the lunch table. And he said, instead, I want to help people age better. I want people to have a centurion bucket list of things that they want to be able to do when they're 100. For example, he said he wants to be able to hop a fence and grab a ball that goes over it when he's playing with his grandkids. Can you imagine a 100-year-old that could do that? He created a vision for what he wants to change in the world, and he's pursuing it. That's creation mode. To me, he's found a unique thing that he can do, focusing on abilities for an aging population and a unique way to tell the story about it. This process is like a brain exercise, okay? I've never found this type of inspiration and challenge until I had my own business, whose very existence revolves around being able to effectively solve the problems of others. If you're struggling with your story or making it unique, I suggest starting with your who and your why. Okay, I have who and why worksheets available at connectionmediacode.com/tools. And you can go in there and there's a who worksheet and a why worksheet. The who is defining your ideal target audience. You can have more than one who if you want, but you need to know who they are and you need to specifically know who they are. And then you need to define your who's why. That's why that who would do business with you. Why would they pick you over all your competitors? What's your unique story? And you can use those to define that. So go visit there. It's 100% free. Don't even ask for an email. You can just download them and use them, okay? But that's creation mode. Now, the second thing I love about being an entrepreneur is creating something from nothing. I love watching artists perform when they start with this empty canvas and they can just start drawing or start painting and create something incredible or beautiful. I've also always been fascinated with carpenters and builders because it's a skill I don't possess, but I love seeing a home or a building go from the ground up and change the landscape. There's so much detail that goes into building a structure effectively. A business is really the same way. First, you must create something that you can sell. Then you must deliver that product to the market so that people know about it and market it so people know about it. You have to make sure you have a product that you can give, and then you have to tell people about it and sell it to them, right? You have to get money for what you're doing. Otherwise, it's not a business. And then next, you must get efficient at selling and servicing that product so you can scale and have enough customers to make a living. It's different than working at a job where someone else has already figured that stuff out. You've got to figure it out yourself. So just like a home that pops up out of the dirt, business owners create something that wasn't there before. They use raw materials, create a product or ideas to serve others. It's special, and I have mad respect for anyone who does it. I love it, in fact. And I have done it, and I count it as some of the greatest accomplishments in my life. It's challenging, but I love it. Now, the third piece of entrepreneurship that I really love is when I feel like what I'm doing could change the world. I think it's the coolest part of building a business. And it's the fact that you likely started with a motivation to fix a problem, right? The idea is to help others to get more of what they want so you can have more of what you want. Zig Ziglar said that. Even if it's in some small way that you change someone's life, you have changed the world. The best inspiration I can find is the idea that I have made a positive impact on those around me, that I have created connection for others. That's really the main goal of what we're doing. That's why we're called Connection Media Company, is that our goal is to help create connection, whether it's through our magazines, whether it's through the podcasts that we do, whether it's through the advertising that we help our businesses with, creating a website that produces or converts. I want to know that I have made the world better, even if only in some small way, and for some small group of people. I remember I had a friend who, I used to live in Las Vegas. I live in Northern Utah now, but in Las Vegas, he started a dog poop cleaning business. He grew it successfully. He had hundreds of customers and he eventually sold it and transitioned into something else. He was so passionate about helping families enjoy their pets without the worry of cleaning up after them. His passion and vision changed people's worlds. It really did. Even though it was in a small way, but they didn't have to clean up the poop. And when the kids went out to play in the yard, they weren't going to step in the poop. And it was pretty cool to see how passionate he was about that and how he built his business. And he did a great job, got lots of referrals, did extremely well, and sold that business for a profit. So it was pretty awesome. So these are my favorite things about being an entrepreneur. I'd love to hear yours, or if you could share how you're changing the world with your business and engaging in creation mode. Thanks for connecting, and you can learn more at connectionmediaco.com or ryanspelth.com, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for connecting.